Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Steve Jones Show on a hump day. Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve will soon be there from the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, lots of pre-owned inventory. A great service department and sales staff. A service department that's there that gets it done and is there for whatever you need for your current vehicle, diagnostic, state inspection, whatever it is, they get it done. And a sales staff that is there, not just there for the sale, but they're there to make sure that you get the right car that is just right for you. And it's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Big one coming up today as we continue our countdown to the blue-white game on Saturday at Beaver Stadium. Penn State VP of Intercollegiate Athletics, Sandy Barber, will join us today at 4:06. Looking forward to that. Lots to get in with her. As always, since the last time we heard from her when she announced her retirement. And also, former BC coach Scott Spinelli is going to join us, and we're going to talk some NBA playoff hoops with him this time. The Big Ten announced today Minneapolis will be a host city for the basketball tournaments beginning next year, 2023. Minneapolis will host the Big Ten women's basketball tournament and then both the men's and women's tournaments in 2024. The men's tournament next year is going to be at the United Center in Chicago. All three events, when that's in Minneapolis, will take place at the Target Center, which had the women's Final Four this year. And 2019, of course, Minneapolis had the men's Final Four at U.S. Bank Stadium. So that is in for today. And the Big Ten also announced the football championship, though, was going to remain in Indianapolis for 2023 and 2024. So that's going to be exciting to see a couple of different new spots for the Big Ten tournament as far as basketball goes. Men, it's been in Indianapolis, was of course this year. Now it'll be in Chicago next year, and then Minneapolis the year after that. Football, though, going to be staying in Indy. So maybe we'll get into that, too, with Sandy coming up when she joins us at 4:06 later today. And the amazing NFL offseason, the amazing amount of drama that has been involved in the broadcast booth and on the field. It just keeps going now as Deebo Samuel has now officially requested a trade from the Niners. This is interesting because it's not money-driven. He's more worried about his role with the team. And as we all well know, Deebo Samuel was the heart and soul of the 49ers offense, especially last year, but even the year before, but especially last year was a breakout year for him. Of course, the Niners get to the NFC title game, lose to the Rams, and he had been kind of used as a gadget guy all over the place, hybrid type back, listed as a receiver, basically has been a receiver, but he's taken a lot of plays too from the backfield, has taken a lot of hits, and I don't think he was thrilled about that, and I think that's why it sounds like he's adamant that he wants to leave San Francisco via a trade. So now this opens up who's going to go out after him here? And I think if you're the Eagles, I mean, even the Steelers, too, for that matter, both Pennsylvania teams, I think it's worth doing. Because if he's just worried about his role, okay, then plug him in at wide receiver. Both the Eagles and Steelers need wide receivers. We spent our whole segment with Neil Coulong yesterday talking about that as far as the Steelers are concerned. But guess what? The Eagles need somebody, too, opposite of Devontae Smith. I get it. You can go draft. That's fine. There's plenty of good receivers in the draft. The Eagles are better equipped to work out a trade for a Deebo Samuel than the Steelers are, of course. But the need is there. So when it comes to the Eagles, you got two first-round picks this year and next year. And you have two third-round picks this year. You have two second-round picks next year. I think you can give up one of your first-round picks and probably one of your second- or third-round picks to make this happen. I think that is worth doing for the Eagles, especially when you look at this year. You got plenty of depth on the defensive side of the ball at many key positions of need for the Eagles, like safety, like cornerback, like linebacker, like pass rusher. And if you're the Eagles for this year, you can use those two third-round picks to move back up if you need to. And same goes right now for the 2024 draft, where if you give up one of those first-round picks you have next year, then you can use one of your second-round picks to move back up. Now, the Steelers don't have that kind of draft capital, but I still think it might be worth for them to maybe use that number 20 pick to get a guy like Deebo Samuel if that's the direction they go in. But if they're going to try and get Malik Willis, then obviously that takes him out. But I'm intrigued by this Deebo Samuel thing, Steve.
Maybe he could be an Eagle and like give him the offense.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If I'm Howie Roseman, I'm picking up the phone right now and say, which one of my excessive amount of first, second, and third round picks that I have the next 2 years do you want for Deebo Samuel? I think you can give up one of your first round picks and then either one of your pair of second round picks for next year, one of your pair of third round picks for this year. Boom, you got a deal. I think it's worth doing, especially with the draft, the amount of depth that's on the defensive side of the ball at key positions for the Eagles in this year's draft. I'm Howie, I'm doing it. Because it's not about money. It's about what he wants, what kind of role he wants to be in. And that's fine. Eagles can put him at receiver. He doesn't need to be at running back. Eagles are good there. I think it's a good fit.
Yeah, but it's in Philadelphia. All right.
Well, he's that desperate to get out of San Francisco. He'll go anywhere, it seems like.
You sure? Are you sure?
I'm only going by what I see.
What do you see? Have you been to Philadelphia?
Hold on, I'm seeing that he wants out of San Francisco desperately. That's what I see.
Yeah, he wants to go to Los Angeles.
LA's quickly running out of spots for big names. That's all I'm going to say. It's worked for him, but
I'll tell you, the Rams have no draft picks. They have no draft picks at all. They have none. The Eagles have an abundance, and they have nobody wants them. Like, you just got drafted by Philadelphia. I'm not going there. I'm surprised you're not worried about that.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
You're desperate for a Super Bowl.
I would like another one, yes.
I mean, especially after Garrett Cole's performance last night.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
It's panic button time. There is a very big problem with the Yankees ace.
Come on.
There
Guy's
is.
Not using, he's not using spider attack anymore, okay? Come on.
Well, yeah, I can't dispute that. Honestly, because where have things gone with him since that happened? He didn't finish off the regular season great. He wasn't that great in the postseason game against the Red Sox. And guess what? He's been mediocre at best this year, and he was god-awful in that second inning last night after he had a good first inning. But what also concerns me more, Steve, about Gerrit Cole right now is his mentality and his body language. He looked like deer in the headlights talking to the media last night. That's not good.
Well, speaking of which, we got that coming out in the next hour. We got the suit.
Yes, we do. Yes, news duties are calling me early.
I'm just sitting there like going, okay, I got a feeling he's just, you know, he's just guessing. All right, so... No?
That's accurate of Gerrit Cole last night when searching for answers to the media.
You know, I don't know. It's something where you sit back and you ask yourself, I don't know. Is it the spider attack thing? Obviously, that's something you do have to consider. I mean, it's something that you do have to, you know, to sit there and pretend that, to pretend it doesn't exist, you're just putting your head in the sand, and you know. So you've got to remember that. But, geez, I don't know. I don't know.
If I'm the Yankees, I'm skipping his next start, just to give him time, just to clear his head.
So you're just going to throw him to the wolves. You're done.
He just needs time to clear his head, I think. Now for it to happen after three starts, yeah, that's concerning, but you got to do what you got to do.
He's making $336 million, man.
I know.
Clear his head. I'd start now. If I were you, I'd start fast. I'd start really fast. That's a problem. It's a huge problem. Phillies aren't playing well either right now. The Phillies can't get anything out of their starters. I mean, what's the deal with the starting pitching there?
Can't say I'm surprised.
Yeah, but you're consumed with hate. That's the issue. I mean, we just talked about your starting pitching. Not exactly great.
Exactly. Both starting pitching units for both teams stink out loud right now.
We use a lot of really harsh words.
At least the Yankees have a bullpen, but even that will crack at some point if this keeps up.
Well, I've pointed out, I've compared myself to Mariano Rivera on this show. clean up on aisle four. Okay, here he is. Just what you needed. I don't know. It's, that's not good. And I know that everybody talks about, you know, starting pitching today. And, oh, you know, you go to your bullpen. There's a, you know, we're losing sight of certain things. And here's one of them. And this is what you're losing sight of. There's a reason guys start. And there's a reason why you're the fifth inning guy or the sixth inning guy. There's a reason for that. Because the starter's better. And I know I've talked about analytics a lot. It's just I don't want sports to be reduced to a mathematical equation and probability. I don't want that. It's taking the... It's usually we talk about strategy, okay? So we talk about strategy when it comes to sports. Where's the strategy in what we're seeing right now? Where is that? If it's, okay, the strategy is, it's mostly defense. I'm going to put three guys on one side of the infield. Maybe I'll use a fourth outfielder And that is the strategy. You got to be able to do anything that you do. To me, you cannot be good at anything. You can't be good at anything. I don't care if you're a surveyor. I don't care if you're somebody who's in charge of distribution at Wise Markets. I don't care if you're working over at Geisinger or even radio. The best people are the people that have an instinct and a feel for it. Anybody who's doing everything by mathematical equations where it's black and white, you're not going to be as good at it. You're just not going to be. You're not going to be. Your odds of being innovative and cutting edge are going to die because of math equations. It's the people who have a gut instinct, a feel, that also know how to use, by the way, as a backup, math equations, if need be. But normally those equations confirm what they think. Those are the people we need. We need more people like that. A little bit of a flair out there. Now, there's also that important line that we talk about that is really critical. It's that line between being reckless and aggressive. Matt's going to leave at 4. We'll cross that line at 4.
S-U-I-T, that spells SUTA!
Yes, the Prince of the Gray Area. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
As he's coming out to take you out, what's going through your mind there when you're pounding your
fist? Yeah, four-letter words.
Sounds like you during most of the sporting events you watch.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing in my head, but I had the kids around, so I didn't express that outwardly. The wife might get a little upset with that.
Yeah, no kidding. You think? What was little Mark's first word? Oh, we don't want to say.
Actually, Mark is starting to learn how to say Sixers already, copying his older brother.
So he's already swearing.
Oh, we're not there yet.
In Boston, Sixers is a swear word.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
I mean, when the Yankees or the Sixers or the Eagles are playing, or the Flyers, I mean, I guess Lisa says she feels like she married a sailor. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
She knew what she was getting herself into.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. Scott Spinelli in a few moments on the NBA playoffs. Sandy Barber at 4:06 today. Today's show sponsored by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory. Great selection of pre-owned inventory with the all-important Sunbury Motors guarantee, and the service department that backs all of this up. I mean, they really back it up. Great job. Whether it's routine, whether it happens to be inspections, diagnostics. I mean, they do everything. It's one-stop vehicle shopping, all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. A couple notes before we get to Scott Spinelli. Ricky Ronnie, Old Dominion, former Penn State offensive coordinator, contract extension at Old Dominion, brought them to a bowl game last year. Next, let's see, David Corley, former Penn State assistant, now with the Pittsburgh Steelers. John Donovan, former Penn State assistant, now with the Green Bay Packers. Kofi Coburn has decided he's going to the NBA draft, and he's going to hire an agent. So Kofi Coburn now gone at Illinois. The question is whether he'll be drafted. 20 years ago, he'd have been a top five pick. I mean, in fact, he might have been the first overall pick in the draft 20 years ago. But now, he might not get drafted because of the style that they play in the NBA. Even though guys like Valanciunas and Steven Adams play in the NBA and are effective in the NBA, you watch Valanciunas playing in the playoffs, been very, very good so far. But he's ranked 89th right now, Coburn is, and the NBA draft is 60 players. We'll see. But between Coburn, Trent Frazier, Alfonso Plummer, and Damonte Williams, that's four starters. Illinois is losing. Jacob Granderson has not made up his mind yet about returning. They do have three top 100 players coming in their recruiting class. So we want to make sure we got that in. The Big Ten football championship game in 22 this December. 23 and 24, all will be at Lucas Oil Stadium. The Big Ten Women's Basketball Tournament will be at the Target Center in Minneapolis next March and in March of 24. And the Big Ten Men's Basketball Tournament, already scheduled and set for the United Center in Chicago for next March, will also go to the Target Center in Minneapolis in 2024. It'll be the fifth different location for the Big Ten men's basketball tournament to go with the United Center, Indianapolis, Washington, and Madison Square Garden. So we thought we'd get all that in before we bring in Scott Spinelli. We're also trying to keep the level of swearing down on Matt's part. A public service announcement from this station, the Ad Council, and the FCC. All right. Let's turn our attention to Scott Spinelli. Talk some NBA playoffs. Coach, welcome back. Great to have you with us.
Hey, Steven. Thanks for having me again. A lot of fun with you guys. Thanks again.
Let's start. The Celtics-Nets series is, quote, the marquee series. And the Celtics were able to win it, and with Kyrie Irving. So when you look at the Celtics, there's no Robert Williams right now. What kind of opportunity does that open for the Nets on the floor if Williams isn't out there directing it?
Well, first and foremost, with Williams on the floor, obviously the Celtics have a tremendous shot blocker, that guy that can change shots at the rim. And so he is a big loss right now for the Celtics. With that said, Brooklyn right now, with the two guys, with Kyrie and Durant, I mean, those two guys can score from all three levels. And as we saw the other night with Kyrie, I mean, he was phenomenal, especially, from the three-point line, how efficient he was. But I think the way the Nets are playing, I mean, they're playing with, for the most part, they're playing exceptionally small. I mean, Drummond plays dumb, so I don't know. Again, Williams is obviously a guy that's versatile enough for the Celtics that they can do a lot of different things with him in terms of switching, too, because he moves his feet well. But I don't know. I think right now the Nets are relying on those undersized, those guys that can pass, dribble, and shoot. And if they're making their three-point shots and they're driving the ball in those long closeout situations, I think the Celtics still, even with Williams or without Williams, are going to have a hard time matching up to the Nets.
Yeah. What does it mean in today's NBA that you get three guys in Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, and Jason Tatum that have now played together for a while?
What does that mean when guys have played together for a while and seem to have a sync?
Well, first, during the year, you know, you guys know this, the regular season, that familiarity and the continuity, you know, with those guys is obviously an advantage heading into the playoffs. But I got to tell you, you know, there's nothing like playoff experience in the NBA. I mean, everything goes to a different level, right? So, you know, think back to when you're playing in pickup games or you're out in the park. And, you know, you look at the opposition or, you know, you got to make a stop and you're saying this is game point. You know, your defense amps up and then the offense obviously is really focused on being strong with the ball and expects contact. And that's what playoff basketball in the NBA is. And so even though those three guys are, I think, very familiar, and I think that's a huge advantage, they have yet to experience, you know, that Eastern Conference Finals or even getting to a championship. And that's where I think right now those three guys, you know, are going to have to hopefully lead the Celtics and take that next step to get even to the finals this year would be a huge step for the Boston Celtics, especially with the start they had early in the season.
Right. Philadelphia, now James Harden is added into the mix. How tough a matchup, though, is this for Toronto, especially because of the Embiid factor? And not only Embiid, but the fact that Philadelphia does have Tobias Harris. They've got Maxey to go with Harden in this group.
Well, I tell you what, I mean, you know, the Philadelphia, the guy that's really playing exceptionally well, as you guys know, Maxey, I mean, he's averaging 30 points a game right now in the first two playoff games. And I think, as you know, when you come into these playoff games, you're familiar with the opposition, and so you're trying to take away certain things. And, you know, Maxey right now is scoring from all three levels on the floor. He's playing with incredible energy, and it's becoming infectious amongst the guys. Look, we know what we're going to get from Embiid, and you know what you're going to get from Harden. But to see a kid like Maxey being this efficient and having this impact with his energy, I think has made the difference. And right now the Raptors are not playing defense, you know, like they normally, you know, we know their identity as being a hard-nosed, tough, defensive, stingy-minded team. And right now they're not defending with a sense of urgency. And I think that might change tonight up in Toronto.
In fact, I hope you don't mind. I'm going to deviate for 1 second because Embiid is obviously, in today's game, his ability of inside, outside, back to the basket, face up, can hit a three, run the floor. Kofi Coburn of Illinois announced he's going into the draft. And look, outside of 10 feet, except for free throws, that's not his game. Can any part of his game translate in the NBA, or is it going to be a tough go for him even to get drafted?
Well, a couple of things with him. I mean, when you think about Kofi Coburn, and you think about when he first got to Illinois, you know, he really, his motor, he couldn't change ends of the floor multiple times consecutively without being tired.
True.
And so you got to give this young man and their coaching staff and obviously their strength and conditioning staff credit for really getting in, you know, getting him in shape. And his work ethic seems to be there, right, to really push himself to get to that point.
Agreed.
But one thing that is pretty standard with college kids when they make the transition to the NBA is they improve their skill set because there's so much time, especially shooting the basketball, with all of the time the coaches spend in individuals and instructional stuff and group workouts with shoot-arounds, with all that, with that many games, he's going to get better in terms of his skill and especially significantly better shooting the basketball with range. So it sounds to me, and I think, again, translating that work ethic, the work ethic that he had in terms of transforming his body and getting himself in shape, if he takes that mindset to his skill development, you know, specifically shooting in the NBA, you know, obviously, you know, he hasn't shown it yet, but I think he's worth the risk.
Yeah, because it's interesting, because in the NBA, Steven Adams and Valanciunas are both guys that are somewhat limited in range, too. So it's, you know, we'll find out. With him. Phoenix and New Orleans. Chris Paul bailed out Phoenix in game one with a series of huge shots. And then, of course, Booker gets banged up again. Phoenix should be the clear favorite in that series, no question about it. Why is New Orleans playing as well as they are heading home 1-1?
Well, you know what? Let's look at that, the NCAA tournament format. You know, the year VCU was in the playing game and they went all the way to a Final Four. I think New Orleans got a lot of confidence from those first two games, those playing games.
Yeah.
They had to win two of them.
That's a good point.
And I think they're really playing with a lot of confidence. They're playing with it. There's a lot of momentum. I mean, Ingram last night was unstoppable the way he played last night. And, you know, with Ingram, McCollum, and Valanciunas, and those three guys, you know, they've got experience. And if they're efficient, you know, you saw in the loss against Phoenix, they were shooting collectively. I think they were 39%. And in the wins, they're collectively like 53%. But those three guys are obviously their mainstay. But look at their bench, too. I mean, those they did a nice job in evaluating some guys, Herb Jones, I mean, Alvarado, obviously. I mean, those two guys in particular have been really, really good. And then, you know, you think about, you know, some of the other guys, Trey Murphy, Larry Nance in the trade, and obviously McCollum in the trade. It's changed their entire season and their roster. And they're playing without Zion right now. So, to your point, Booker needs to be back here for Phoenix. They really, I mean, their bench has not been putting out, at least this early in the playoffs, they haven't been, you know, as efficient as they're going to have to be. But right now, I got to tell you, New Orleans is playing with a lot of confidence, and they're going back home, but that place is going to be on fire, you know, with intensity and a lot of electricity there when they get back home. So this is not a series right now that Phoenix should take for granted.
And then there's another one. Another one is Utah and Dallas. I mean, Doncic's been out, and Dallas got him tied up. So what's your thought on that series?
Well, I think if Luka gets back and he's healthy, obviously you give the clear edge to Dallas.
Yeah.
But again, the unknown. Is he going to be back? And then is he going to be back at 100% and healthy? We don't know that. Look, Dallas has had a tremendous season. You know, they look to have the edge, you know, in terms of their personnel with Luka on paper. But I'll tell you, you look at Utah, Donovan Mitchell, and what he's now, you know, doing. He's always done this consistently through the playoffs. Gobert, they're a very formidable opponent, and they're going back home where it's not easy to beat them there at 1-1. They did their job. So for Dallas, I think Luka's got to be back for them. Otherwise, they could be in serious danger of getting knocked out of the playoffs in the first round.
Right. Minnesota and Memphis, as long as the fans aren't gluing themselves to the floor or chaining themselves to baskets, it's actually been fun to watch. Other than that, but what about that in terms of the matchup? Everyone talks about Ja, and they talk about Karl Anthony Towns. What's allowed Edwards, the former number one overall pick out of Georgia, what's allowed him to start to emerge for Minnesota, starting with the play-in game?
Yeah, I tell you what, that's a great question. I mean, he is playing right now with so much confidence. I mean, that game one performance, I mean, that was as good as I've seen, especially by a younger player like him. And again, you know, not the one thing about him is he's got a lot of motion in his shot, right? He kind of winds up and shoots it. But again, you know, he's making shots from the three-point line consistently, off ball screens, off the catch. You know, we know how athletic he is in terms of his ability to finish at the rim. Now his mid-range game is evolving. So again, you know, he's playing with a confidence level right now. And, you know, when you look at the Timberwolves, you look at a team that is playing with really nothing to lose, right? They've already surpassed their expectations of what people thought they were even going to be able to do this year. And so, you know, they have nothing to lose in that mentality. And in Memphis, you know, they came into that first game thinking that, and they got knocked down. And so they got back up. Obviously, Jay was phenomenal. But, you know, that series right there is not a series that, I think Memphis knows now, but, you know, that series could extend late, you know, a 6-7 game series also, just because of the confidence. And to your point, Edwards is playing just at a high level right now.
My old friend Calvin Booth is, of course, the GM now with the Nuggets, and they don't have Murray. And so Jokic is looking around saying, okay, I love to pass, but I don't know who to pass to. So meanwhile, on the other side, they're bringing Steph Curry off the bench because of the injury. his game the other night in 22 minutes was phenomenal. But there's a kid out of Michigan, Jordan Poole. Yep. What has he meant as another option out there that allows them to get the floor spacing they need to free up everybody else?
Again, I mean, you know, when you think about Golden State, specifically Poole, to your point, like, they're playing with smaller guys.
Yeah.
I think we're seeing that kind of consistently right now, you know, in the NBA. We talked about the Brooklyn personnel earlier, but, you know, that smaller lineup, I mean, playing with guys who can pass, dribble, and shoot, and that three-point line, again, is the great equalizer. I think right now you're seeing a team like Golden State, they're pretty much unguardable right now because
yeah.
you try to play big against them, and you've got a guy like Draymond Green. I mean, I think by them taking Looney out and playing with a smaller lineup,
mm-hmm.
Poole has been able to kind of get free and roam loose out there. And get a lot of wide open shots where, again, you know, you're not playing, he's not being guarded by somebody that's typically used to guarding, you know, a kid, you know, like him in terms of being at the three or at the four. Right. I mean, he's playing on the ball at the point, he's playing everywhere. So
yeah.
I just think Golden State right now proposes a huge matchup, and they're playing to their guys' individual strengths and their skill level. And they're right now playing as well as anybody right now in the playoffs. Yeah. They're playing really well.
Absolute pleasure, Scott. Really appreciate the time very much.
Thanks for having me again. Always fun to be here with you, Stephen. Thank you.
You bet.
Well, number one, we had to get outside of these COVID protocols that we've had. The agreement between the league and the Players Association was in effect for the last 2 years. So, you know, just getting beyond that, as well as all the other health protocols, which I hope are not coming back at any point. We had to get all that behind us. And so now we're looking forward to going up to St. Vincent again this summer.
As Steelers are taking their training camp back to St. Vincent in La Trobe. It's great. It's another step forward. And glad to see them. Glad to see them. All right. Hope you're all doing well today. Sandy Barber, next half hour, we'll talk with her. Suit will join us in the final half hour. Oh, who knows what we'll talk about there. Maybe we'll talk about the Indy 500.
He says too early.
Too early?
The Indy Road Course is first. I see how excited you are about that.
That's the race where nobody ever passes. He took the lead in the first 100 yards and never gave it back. I just explained every single road course race out there.
He said that's F1.
It's the same thing. No difference.